dictation for Sylvia, S-Y-L-V as in Victor, I-H, shot, S-C-H-U-T-T, March 749, address as a letter to Dr. Vogel, V as in Victor, O-G-E-L, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Vogel, a follow-up for Mrs. Schott, chronic kidney disease, bilateral small kidneys, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, last visit August. Some weight loss says to be eating fair, walks at least 2 miles in a daily basis, stable edema, compressing stockings, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urinary symptoms, no chest pain, palpitations, syncope, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 70s. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Lasix, HCTC, Losartan, Norvasc, Metoprolol. For some reason, also on Midodrine. Next paragraph, present weight 152, blood pressure by nurse 160/87. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no cystic tenderness, minimal edema, 2 plus edema, excuse me. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine improved from 1.2, 1.3 down to 1. That will be GFR close to 60. Electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 12.2. Next paragraph, CKD stage 3 or better, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, underlying bilateral small kidneys, blood pressure in the office higher than at home, needs to bring the blood pressure machine here or with your office to check. Chemistries associated to kidney disease is stable, no, there has been no need for EPO treatment. I wonder if she needs that many blood pressure medicines, potentially if blood pressure at home truly is 120s, 130s over 70s, Norvasc could be decreased or eventually discontinued. That might allow to be off the Lasix and off the Midodrine. Other blood pressure medicine appears appropriate. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.